Well, good afternoon. I'm David Freimiller. Thank you for listening today to Community Spotlight. I'm speaking today with Faisal Haq. He is an author of The Power of Convergence, Linking Business Strategies and Technology Decisions to Create Sustainable Success. Faisal, good to have you with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Give us a little bit about your professional background and how you came up to writing this book.
Sure. So I've worked for a couple of very large companies, namely Pitney Bowes, the Dun & Bradstreet, and then I also created and ran several high-tech company, and then also worked for GE for a while. So right now, for last 12 years, I've been running a company called BTM Corporation, and BTM Corporation, on behalf of BTM Corporation, along the way, I've written several books. The Power of Convergence is the latest one.
Good. Now, give us a little bit of overview about IT and how what the book deals with.
Sure. So the Power of Convergence, the premise of the book is such that technology by in itself does not have a lot of value. The value of technology gets only realized when you create the right business model to take advantage of the technology that is available to you. And there has to be a way to bring these things together, which is very complicated, and many have failed trying to bring the business and technology together. And this is the result of the book. The result of the book is from observing and researching and practicing last 15 years of different organizational best practices in large company, small company, and public sector.
Now, you give a series of steps, is that right, about aligning business with IT and IT supporting the business?
Yes, and actually we said that this notion of alignment is a limiting concept because today technology is so integrated, and it's not just about IT, with any kind of technology, with our lives, like whether it's a handheld device or transportation technology or any kind of technology, it's so ingrained with our lives. Technology has also gotten very ingrained with businesses, so you can think of a business and then think of technology separately, nor you can say we will have a business model and then we'll align the technology with the business. You have to think about both of those things concurrently, hence the term convergence. You have to think, bring the right brain and left brain together to create the next generation sustainable organizations.
Talk about the company's senior management. What is their position? Do they need to drive convergence? How do they make it work?
Sure. If you talk about any other area, if you talk about sales, marketing, finance, those are very much ingrained with a senior management's thinking process, right? If you talk about technology, perhaps that's the only last area of expertise that kind of somewhat sits on the sideline because it's complicated and most business people doesn't necessarily want to tackle the complexity of technology, even though they know that technology, without technology, businesses doesn't succeed anymore, right? So so one of the things they have to do is you have to embrace the utilization of technology. You don't have to understand how technology works, but you have to know how to apply technology to work with businesses. And so 10 years ago, when I started to think about this topic and started working with customer and whatnot, it was more so the case. Now, more and more, with the high utilization of mobile devices and iPad and notebook computer and whatnot, more and more senior people are beginning to embrace the idea that you cannot survive with technology in a business environment. The trick is, how do you apply that at an organizational level and create that collaborative environment where all these different disciplines comes together?
I'm talking today with Faisal Haq, one of the co-authors of The Power of Convergence, Linking Business Strategies and Technology Decisions to Create Sustainable Success. Do you have a website yourself or where we can find out more about you and your works and how we can get a copy of the book?
Absolutely. I mean, there are several websites, but I would suggest going to thepowerofconvergence.com website because that's the book site, and there's a ton of information aside from the book in terms of recent articles and whatnot. That would be probably the best destination to go.
Well, great. And the book is available everywhere. I'm sure we can get it on Amazon or our local bookstores.
Yes.
Great. Well, Faisal, we sure appreciate your time. Faisal Haq, again, has been my guest, and we wish you the best. Thanks for taking time to be with us.
Thank you very much.